Day 8 and Day 9 are devoted to teach your child how to successfully face his or her fears. Suppose there are very few things in life harder than facing a fear. It goes against our natural response. The normally reliable and life-saving fear response has been something they've obeyed their whole life. Now they have to ignore it and actually walk right into it. I can see why you saved this for the end of the series. This is hard for adults, much less kids. What is the science behind this part of treating anxiety?
In Day 8, we introduce the kids to the process of exposure. Exposure is a well-researched and effective treatment for the anxiety response of avoidance that we have named Zany response. First, we explain in some detail how the response of avoidance and control that seems to make so much sense when you are anxious can actually backfire. Typically, by the time you and your child realizes that the anxiety has reached a level of a big problem, avoidance and control have become the norm. It is important to know that this first voluntary exposure to fear is going to be really hard. This is one of the reasons that anxiety can be so stubborn. Here we are telling your child that the path to feeling better is exposure, and so they try it. Well, instead of getting better, they feel much worse.
Chris, this is a really important point. There's this really well-done children's book on OCD by Dawn Huebner called What to Do When Your Brain Gets Stuck. And she describes this initial exposure using a metaphor as a mom and a small child at the store. The child wants some candy, and the mom says no at first. Well, the child promptly begins to have a tantrum, and the mom gives in to avoid a scene. And, you know, this happens over and over for a while until the mom decides, you know, I got to put my foot down. Well, as you can imagine, and maybe experience, this tantrum's going to be huge, bigger than the first one by far, because it has worked. In this metaphor, the child represents the anxiety, and when you first say no, the tantrum is going to be huge. But if the mom holds her ground, then the tantrums will get smaller and smaller. Same thing's true with anxiety. At first, it'll shoot right up, but if you keep exposing it, reduces.
This is why we go to some length describing the process so that your child can see how the process works. There's quite a bit of faith required for someone to start this process. Sometimes a child is so sick of anxiety they are willing to just go for it. Other times it needs to be gradual, sort of like smaller and smaller amounts of candy until there's no candy at all. We describe the gradual exposure as stair-stepping and use the metaphor of circular stairs. One step at a time, even if you can't see the top, just keep going step by step. The all-at-once approach, the diving in and going for it, is known as flooding. We call that taking the plunge.
It's crucial that as far as possible, exposure be your child's choice. If you throw your child in the pool, so to speak, you probably won't have a good outcome. Now, you can make it so hard to stay on the side of the pool that they think it'd be better to go ahead and get in the water. That's different from forcing exposure. But if you force the actual exposure itself, that will make the anxiety worse because it creates that sense of helplessness, that the anxiety happens to you rather than you choose to step into the anxiety. In Day 8's journal, we help kids with various techniques for facing their fears. On this day, we focus more on flooding techniques where a kid just jumps right into the fear. The underlying principle is the same, but there's all kinds of ways to actually do this. Help them to think of their fear and figure out a creative way to plunge into it. We offer several suggestions and exercises to creatively do this.